This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Former President Trump found guilty in New York.
A judge has found Donald Trump engaged in fraud.
President Biden hits the UAW picket line.
You've earned a hell of a lot more than getting paid now.
A possible government shutdown just days away.
I've got a lot of things I can try.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Former President Trump and his company are found guilty of fraud in a civil lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In the ruling, the judge found Trump and top executives at the Trump Organization lied about his assets in order to secure favorable loans and lower insurance premiums. In one instance, claiming his 10,000-square-foot apartment was roughly 30,000 square feet. The judge summarizing Trump's approach to bookkeeping, this is a fantasy world, not the real world. The lawsuit from Attorney General James seeks $250 million.
Trump and other defendants plan to appeal. President Biden becomes the first president in modern history to join striking auto workers on the picket lines near Detroit.
Did you deserve the significant raise you need and other benefits?
Let's get it!
How can we lose?
Former President Trump will skip tomorrow night's second GOP presidential debate to give a speech to auto workers in Michigan. The federal government will shut down at 12:01 a.m. Sunday unless Congress can pass a spending bill to keep it running. CBS's Christian Benavides is on Capitol Hill.
The House will be in order.
McCarthy plans to bring four of the 12 appropriations bills to the House floor Tuesday evening. But far-right Republicans have blocked previous attempts to even begin debate on the bills.
I never give up.
Mr. Speaker, you have the vote.
I've got a lot of things I can try.
The husband of the woman who owns a New York City daycare where a one-year-old boy died after fentanyl exposure has been arrested. WCBS-TV's Jenna DeAngelis reports.
Sources tell us Felix Herrera Garcia, the husband of the daycare owner, was arrested on a bus in Mexico. He had been on the run for more than a week since the tragedy here at the daycare. Surveillance photos allegedly show him moving shopping bags from Divino Nino Daycare, exiting out a back alley, and leaving through overgrown grass before emergency crews arrived on September 15th.
The Cub slugger rips a line drive toward the foul line, but Brooks Robinson is there.
Hall of Fame third baseman Brooks Robinson has died at 86. He almost single-handedly helped the Baltimore Orioles defeat Cincinnati in the 1970 World Series and homered in Game 1 of the Orioles' 1966 sweep of the L.A. Dodgers for their first crown. The Orioles announced his death in a joint statement with Robinson's family. No cause of death revealed. On Wall Street, the Dow plunged 388 points. The Nasdaq fell 208. Now this.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life,
Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signs a law that will add an 11% state tax on guns and ammunition. It also requires that some guns have technology that can help police track it back to the owner. Governor Gavin Newsom saying,
"Recognize humbly, we're not solving in every one of the cases for an incident. We're solving for a pattern, and that's an important point."
It's already being challenged in court. The Supreme Court has allowed the drawing of a new congressional map in Alabama with greater representation for black voters, rejecting the state's plea to keep a Republican-drawn map. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The Supreme Court has sided with the lower court order that there should be a special master that redraws the lines in Alabama so that blacks in that state have a chance to have more than one congressional district.
Target will close 9 stores in 4 states. They cite theft that threatens workers and shoppers. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Around the world, some women don't just bear the heaviest household burdens, but they also carry the heaviest cancer burdens. CBS's Vicki Barker reports.
In some conservative societies, a shortage of female doctors keeps women from seeking the breast and gynecological exams that could spot cancer early. In many societies, they face a scolding for not getting help soon enough. Co-author Ophira Ginsberg.
Women are more likely to come for care if they know they're going to get respectful care.
The Lancet Commission arguing a major global policy overhaul is needed to root out gender bias in cancer care. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
With overdose deaths on the rise, the New York City Health Department is recommending that all New Yorkers carry naloxone, the overdose reversing medication. City Health Commissioner Ashvin Vasan.
Just as we have defibrillators behind every bar and EpiPens in public places now, we need New Yorkers walking around with this life-saving drug. You never know when you're going to encounter someone in need.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Taylor Swift's music is sweeping the globe, and now it's entering its classroom era with students taking inspiration from her literary lyrics in a course taught by Professor Ellie McCausland in Belgium. CBS's Tina Krause has the story.
I'm a long-standing Swiftie. I've been a fan of hers for a long time.
The pop star's flair for looping literature into her lyrics inspired McCausland's blog called Swiftature, which compares references and themes in Swift's songwriting to literary greats.
I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan, and I'm in my master year of English literature.
Students at Ghent University in Belgium study the star's lyrics and debate whether she's a literary genius.
If I was inspired to write it after reading...
Professor McCausland hopes the modern move sparks a love story with literature over the centuries. Tina Krause, CBS News.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, September 26, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.